T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's gonna be okay.
All right, the more I think about this, kind of the angrier I get, if I'm being honest with you. And, you know, I grew up in Henrico County. Bill Axel was my delegate, and he was a Democrat for how many years? Like 15, 18 years he was in the House of Delegates. And then when Bill Axel retired, my father was the delegate from Henrico. He's a Republican. He didn't give any edge to Democrats. I mean, you know, they were nice guys, but they were partisan, right? So what's going on with Henrico Democrats now? I need to go through the list and see if I know any of these people. They put out a fundraiser yesterday talking about the Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox, who you hear on the show on a regular basis, represents Colonial Heights, Republican for 30 years, I think, in the House of Delegates. And show a photo from back in 2011 where he's posing at the podium there on the floor of the House of Delegates. He's got his hand up on the podium and his fingers are kind of hanging out and his thumb is touching his forefinger. And they actually put the photograph of the killer from New Zealand next to him and suggest that we're not body language experts, but this is not the way people's hands should be. It must end, implying, it's not really implying. It's basically calling him a closet white supremacist racist. Now, let me tell you something. Politics is a contact sport in many ways. It's ugly. But this has got to be one of the nastiest, most offensive, and ridiculous, outrageous things that I have seen in Virginia, after watching politics. I'm 48 years old. I've been watching politics for at least 30 years closely as an adult. I mean, this is insane. And even partisan Democrats who don't like Kirk Cox came to his defense yesterday begrudgingly and said, there are lots of reasons we don't like Kirk Cox and his positions on policy, but this is too much. And then the Henrico Democrats had to pull back this fundraiser. But I just think it must be discussed if we're going to go down this road where we make things up about people. Think about your Facebook page. If you go through my John Reed Show Facebook page or my personal Facebook page or my family's Facebook page or yours, how many photographs do you think there would be your hand resting in something that could be construed after the fact as offensive? I suspect if I went through, I've got like 25,000 pictures, I think, on Facebook. There's got to be some of them. So is that the standard in Virginia now, where you're going to go through and try to make things up? I mean, if you could find something real to go after a member of the General Assembly, then okay. But is this really where we want to be, especially in the Richmond area? I have thought people handled themselves a little better than this. And whoever's responsible for it should really check themselves. I mean, you know, I don't know whether you're drinking when you put this together or you just really ticked off that day and decided to go out. No one had the guts to check you and say, don't put this out. But that is a really low, low blow, especially the pictures from 2011, before anybody even started talking about this crazy OK thing. Fortunately, Republicans were on the ball. They put out a counter release saying, oh, well, here, if we want to do the OK thing, here's Barack Obama with an OK sign. And here's Hillary Clinton with an OK sign. And here's, you know, all these different Democrats who are running for president with an OK sign. I mean, at some point, smart, responsible, decent people need to take over and kind of bring us back from the brink of major hostility here. You know, again, political activists, it's a nasty business. But in my opinion, this crosses the line, and they should be called out for doing it. And that's what I'm doing here this morning on the radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.